Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginholidays.co.uk. Poulton's Park, voted best theme park for families at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park.
This Saturday, the £15 million lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, the boss at Ryanair says the government's plans to build a third runway at Heathrow are unnecessary. Today, the Chancellor announced she's backing it to open up new opportunities for growth.
As our only hub airport, Heathrow is in a unique position, and we cannot duck the decision any longer.
But founder of Ecotricity, Dale Vince, has told us he hopes the plans fall through.
Zoom and video calling came along very recently in the last 5 to 10 years. We don't need to fly to connect with the rest of the world in the way that we did 80 years ago. And I think the whole case is fragile.
As well as expanding Heathrow, the Chancellor also says she supports new housing, infrastructure and business projects. Tesco has announced it's getting rid of 400 jobs. The supermarket says staff at its head office, Tesco mobile shops and in-store bakeries will be affected. It's part of plans to simplify the business. Meanwhile, Lloyds Banking Group has announced it's shutting a further 136 high street branches. It'll affect a mix of Lloyds, Halifax and Bank of Scotland sites between this May and March next year. And two people have denied damaging Stonehenge. Orange paint was sprayed on the ancient monument during a Just Stop Oil protest in June last year. They'll be going on trial in October.
Sport.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola hopes the experience in his squad will help to avoid an embarrassing early exit from the Champions League. The 2023 winners have to beat Club Bruges in their final group game this evening to make it through to the playoff phase. Liverpool are already through to the last 16 ahead of their match at PSV. Arsenal, who visit Girona, are also all but through. But Aston Villa meet Celtic at Villa Park, with both looking likely to finish in the playoff places. And Novak Djokovic has pulled out of Serbia's Davis Cup first round qualifying tie due to a hamstring injury. The 24-time Grand Slam champion retired hurt from his semi-final match at the Australian Open last week.
Weather
with eBay. From ice scrapers to wiper blades, get your vehicle winter ready.
A dry night for much of the UK, with lows dropping down to 1 degree. Mostly dry with some winter sunshine tomorrow and rain in the northwest. Highs of 8. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fang.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sort of Templeton. I always think that Novak, you know, sounds like a sort of weird experiment. It's just like a hybrid Scotsman and a Russian, a Djokovic. You don't think? No, seriously. We have created the Djokovic. What's happening? Where's my vodka? Hey, guys. Gratuitous humour, sorry. I'm just trying to calm things down a little bit on account of what I got coming at you this hour. I've got the biggest news since the dawn of mouse, since the birth of mice.
Oh.
And it really is. If I haven't got time for it today, I'll be sad, but I'll get it in tomorrow. But I'm saying you will hear the biggest story in the history of mice. I've also got dinner party chit-chat today. Millennials, why are they conflicted? Why are they conflicted? And, ladies and gentlemen, I've got radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. It's the Pentown Quiz! Today we go to Cab Philly. Gav won last week because you weren't here.
Yes.
But that was no shoo-in.
No, I had to do the whole competition.
But he got everything right.
I did, yeah.
And that says a lot about the mental effect you have on poor Gav.
Gets me off my game, yeah.
Yes.
Completely.
Without you here, He might, without any opposition, he might actually...
I want to play behind closed doors again.
I'd love that. Like COVID rules. Two of
just
you.
Just in a booth.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we've got the Pet Town quiz coming up. Let's get this hour cracking. Here is one of our favourite bands. One of our favourite people singing. The man, I think, since the death of Prince, looks the best with a guitar of any guitarist.
Sure.
Singing to the strumming on the planet. And this is the tune that they decided to pick out on Sky Arts as one of the greats. It is Dakota, written in Dakota, goes down in his notebook as Dakota. But to us, it's just some kind of wonderful. Stereophonics on Radio X. Relax back, I've got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
It's no big surprise.
guys, Happy New Year. Or, actually, Gong Zai Fai Tai. Loads of people saying I've pronounced, my pronunciation is unbelievably good.
And really?
I sort of knew it would be, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Gong Zai Fai Tai.
Right.
And I've got the right tone as well. Of the four tones, I've nailed it. I've just nailed it.
Cool.
Killing it today. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a bit of, I don't know, just a break between the music and what's about to happen. A little bit of a goodwill gesture, if you will, because now it's time for me too. Philly. Start of every week, we adopt a pet town. We recently adopted pet town 421. Care Philly is back again. Do-do-do-do-do-do. South Wales, ladies and gentlemen. If you live in Care Philly or would like to be our pet town correspondent, text the show on 83936 or send me a WhatsApp through Global Player, because it's time now for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz. Scores, Gav is 1-0 up against,
hang on,
the champion.
Well, I wasn't here last week.
Yes.
Gavin didn't play an actual opposition. He doesn't matter.
He's beaten himself.
I wasn't supposed to play at all. I had to go through it.
You could have hammered him.
It's an automatic win if you don't show.
If you didn't show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
No.
Okay, what we're going to do, have someone step in for you and disrupt everything. No.
I could have lost.
You could have easily lost.
On my own, okay, I could have lost.
And let me point this out.
Two wrong answers.
No, but
Sunti would have won.
But Sunti. let me point this out, Sunti.
Did you have to buzz in?
Yes. Yeah. He had to buzz. He had to answer every question.
Yeah.
Now, you think about it. Think about it. Okay, then do you want to do it today on your own?
No.
Right. No. Why'd you go Australian then?
No, why?
But at any time you want, this year, you can play on...
I can use that as a wild card.
You say, today I'd like to go it alone.
I claim my solo game.
Yeah. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
That's good,
now,
actually.
Then.
Yeah, Quizmaster Vin's loving that. He's giving me the thumbs up. He looks excited.
Okay.
God, I'd love to win that game.
Yeah. No, Gav, you can be here for it.
That's what I mean.
You never know. Anyway, Gav, what's your... Oh, sorry. Quizmaster Vin. Talking of Quizmaster Vin, who looks ebullient about that, about the idea of that wild game. Mm. My favourite question and the questions either side of it are false.
Oh.
There we go. Listen, make sure it's not a John Barnes quote.
Right.
Which was fantastic. Who can forget the giddiness, the
that
excitement.
Was such a distraction.
Beauty of Game 7. Oh, man, not many. Gav, what's your buzzer?
In honour of the hero Hubert Cecil Booth, I've gone with a vacuum. It's just that. That's it. I've got 10 hours.
Ten hours
of Hoover sound, yeah.
Nice. And that's your own collection?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I brought it in today.
I wonder what that CD was. This contest seems rigged again. What do you mean? It's not rigged. It's a 50-50 challenge.
Also, that seems like a lot of effort to rig something.
Yeah, it really does. This unengaging. Sunta, what is your buzzer, please?
In honour of...
Mistress of Perfidiousness.
Lidl opening a pub in a supermarket.
Okay, nice. You must wait for me to finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You will lose a point for every incorrect answer. G1S0. Let's play the Pet Town Quiz. Here we go. Oh! True or false? Carefully born footballer Aaron Ramsey gained notoriety after Olivia Newton-John, Ken Dodd, Nancy Reagan, Alan Rickman, David Bowie, Robin Williams, Steve Jobs, Whitney Houston, Muammar Gaddafi, Osama bin Laden all died the day after he scored a goal.
What?
Gav. True. It's false. Steve Jobs died 3 days
later. I knew there was one. Finn does that every time.
Finn.
Wow. What a day that was. Olivia Newton-John, Ken Dodd, Nancy Reagan, Alan Rickman, David Bowie. I didn't know he passed away.
It was going for ages, I remember.
David Bowie, Robin Williams, Steve Jobs, Whitney Houston, Gaddafi, Osama bin Laden all died the day after he scored the day. Not the same day.
He would score a goal.
Oh, right.
And then the next day, one of them died.
Yeah.
I thought this day, thought it was his first goal.
A peek behind the curtain, I checked how to phrase that question with Little Simon three times earlier.
Yeah.
Did you?
And still there were issues.
We've obviously failed.
yeah, right.
Amazing.
Not really, because he got it wrong.
Yeah.
And that is always a victory for Quizmaster Vin and the backroom team.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. True or false? In 2017, Caerphilly Philly Athletic Football Club changed their name to Dynamo Philly FC. I think Gav was in there.
False.
It is false. Well done, Gavin. Pull that one back, neck and neck.
Sure.
Right, true or false? Caerphilly is featured in the Sex Pistols documentary, The Filth and the Fury, as Caerphilly Council was the only council other than Liverpool and Manchester's that allowed the band to perform in December 1976. Shunta.
I think that's false.
It is false, yes.
I think they weren't allowed to play there.
Oh, shut up. True or false? Caerphilly. I'm not going to have actual common sense coming in. Honestly, son, sorry to be. I was a bit abrupt there with you, but you did that sort of university challenge smug look, and it really. And you knew you were upsetting Gavin.
And that is what.
Yeah, but that's what I care about.
Finsbury Park, Templeton.
Yeah, it really was. Finsbury Templeton. There should be a tube stop called Finsbury Templeton. Certainly a village. Kensal Templeton. Okay, true or false? Caerphilly cheese, known as the crumblies, has its rind whitened with wheat flour. Gaff.
True.
It's false.
Oh.
True or false? Caerphilly born Tommy Cooper famously died on stage at Her Majesty's Theatre in Westminster. His final words were, "How do you laugh?"
What?
Gaff.
True.
It's false.
Oh.
It was, "Thank you, love," to an assistant.
Oh.
Right, there we go. At the end of that...
I pretty much did play that on my own.
Yeah.
And lost.
Yes. Yeah. Son's got one right, which she was really smug about.
Yeah.
I thought that actually was true.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that's false.
Actually...
Honestly, it's hot. You're hot. As reigning champion, it's even worse. Give us the results.
The official stats. Gav scored -2. Sunta scored 1.
Mm. Wow, that's a low-scoring classic, though. That's one for the ages, isn't it? Beautiful.
Well played.
Yeah, at the end of the day...
Baz in Reading saying, "Resist, Gav, resist."
There is no resistance. Resistance is futile. Favourite Fontaines DC. Not a good day, Gav, not a good day. It's crack on.
Clown, 35 hours coming.
contains DC favourite, and actually one of my favourite jokes to come in. Well, we don't really get many jokes, but Cyan Liverpool says, how do you handle explosive cheese? The answer is carefully. Thank you very much for that. Real dad gag. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we discussed cheese. What will we be discussing today? Who knows? But you'll find out next with Dinner Party Chit Chat.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
One bedroom flat. Latin Quarter. Soundproof floorboards. With the UK's largest choice of homes, if Senorita Smith can find hers, so can you. Rightmove. Believe it. Based on sale and rental listings, see rightmove.co.uk/claims.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
We're getting nearer the weekend. It's Wednesday night and tomorrow's Thursday and then it's Friday and then it's booze time. Join me tomorrow morning when I get excited about booze time on the Chris Moyles Show. I'm saying booze, Johnny, with a Z, you filthy devil.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Hey, mate, what's with the giant pile of letters?
Letters? Ah, my bill room.
Bill room?
Yeah. Can't open them, can't throw them out, so they go in the pile.
You've got a giant pile of unopened bills, big enough for a room, and you don't want to open them because...
Don't
want to
know.
Right, well, maybe if you open them, you wouldn't have to sleep in the bath.
Yeah.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from the age of 7. That's why our expert Barclays team is here, to help you take control of your money today. Barclays. Make money work for you.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it, and these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell me you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. In her own way.
That's the cook. She moves in her own way on your glorious Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. That was the 4 till 7 thing. Pretty much. Half an hour still to play. Mm-hmm. Time for some dinner party chit-chat. You ready?
Lovely.
I'm quite hungry.
Any cheese?
Mm.
You've had your cheese.
Mm.
Right, first up, it's all about Gen Z tonight.
Mm.
I was, first of all, amazed that half of Gen Z want Britain to be ruled by a dictator.
Really?
Which you must say is just such, that means they've just, if you've been born since 81 when they started,
right,
that you've just seen, all you've noticed is abject political failure.
Yeah.
Everyone you've had as an idol politically is has failed you.
Yeah.
All the way through. Obviously they're too young to really remember Mrs. Thatcher.
Yeah.
But then they get in, they really sort of see that rebirth, 97. Mm. That's probably a political awakening there. Mm.
Yeah.
Sonny Tony Blair, great dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Britpop.
Mm.
Wee. Sure. Suddenly Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weapon. You know, so they've got all cynical.
And downhill from there.
And really,
yeah,
really, it's all gone since, I don't know what happened, but
it all feels very much the same.
Why
now half of them fancy a bit of jongen?
Yes.
Yeah.
They fancy a bit of jongen. That's essentially it. And I get why he's so seductive.
Sure.
For a start, he's got the forbidden fruit, cigarettes.
Absolutely.
Which he's so, and they look at that and think, why can't we smoke fags?
Exactly.
Like that. And drink brown spirits.
Like our forefathers.
Yes. More than 52% of Gen Z said they thought UK would be a better place if a strong leader was in charge who, quote, doesn't have to bother with parliament elections. And really, when it comes to this show, you are preaching to the choir.
Well, when it comes to you.
No, I tell you what. Yeah, you're exactly right. No, sometimes I think it's a dangerous thing.
Yes.
Because. There's that old salesman trick, isn't it? Where you say, if you want someone to buy something, you say, rather than saying, do you want it or not? You say, do you want it in black or white?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think you get these two, you know, people, I don't know what they're offering.
Mm.
Really, I don't know what they're offering anymore. You just, if you're sick of one after so long, you vote for the other.
Yeah.
And it's like red or blue.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't want either, really. I'd like someone new who's quite sort of decent, so you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's my answer.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because these two are rubbish.
Mm.
Okay, so that's obviously so that's our first point of discussion.
Great debate.
Here's my point of discussion is, of all the prime ministers you've known and parties you've known, who would you welcome back?
Oh, goodness.
Cool. No, for me, the only time they look electable is when they're no longer in power. And suddenly they seem like a decent human being again.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? They sort of seem like...
Yeah. John Major's a good example of that.
Yeah, William Hague suddenly says...
Yeah,
yeah. Obviously, she was a decent woman when he's talking.
Wow,
you know.
That's pretty good.
Thanks. That was his speech about Diana, which always made me really laugh because he really liked he'd been caught on the hoof.
Mm.
Obviously, she was a lovely lady. Anyway...
emotional.
So that's what we're going to talk about.
Right.
First of all, who do we actually miss? Who do we sort of... They say, oh, he wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
The answer is none of them.
Yeah.
Next, how about this? Again, millennials, we're talking about you want a dictator, but do you want the death penalty back?
Whoa.
Well, most of the public think the UK should bring back the death penalty, with millennials born between the early 80s and mid-1990s making up the biggest bit of the population, and they say 58% want it reintroduced.
Wow.
58% of millennials?
Yeah, they want a
back.
Dictator and the death penalty. You can't have one without the other, to be fair.
Well, they do go hand in hand, yeah.
Otherwise, there's no point.
Sure, yeah. I mean, what's it for?
Yeah, seize him.
Yeah, right.
Kill.
Seize
him.
That is shocking.
No, you want citrons late at night coming to fetch people about 4 a.m. They're gone. Vanishings.
Right.
Stuff like that.
People dobbing each other in.
Yes.
No. Families. Suddenly, recording each other's conversations.
He'll be sent to the Shetlands. The Shetland gulag.
Awful.
Seriously. The Orkney gulag. Series of islands just full of people working, digging for minerals.
How will they know the difference? I'm joking.
Yeah, right. So that's our next one. Do we
right.
want the big discussion for a Wednesday?
Yeah,
big.
But the way you can soften it by going, I can't believe that this is what you'd say. Have you seen these millennials? Not only want the dictator, but they want the death penalty. I tell you what else they want as well.
What?
Get
Go
this.
On. What do they want?
They, millennials and Gen Z, they look to astrology for answers.
Astrology.
But do you know what frightens me about this?
You are joking.
It's dictators, death sentences, and astrology. Who's that adding up to? I tell you, Adolf. He was massive.
He loved
on that.
It, yeah.
He loved astrology.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah,
they start getting into providence.
Mm.
It was destiny.
Yeah.
It was in the stars. It's really dangerous. So while astrology appears to us like something a bit hippie-ish, like vegetarianism, which I know you've dabbled with.
Sure.
These are all things that were the tools of the Führer.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yes.
That is terrifying.
He's
terrifying.
A big pet lover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was into wellness, wasn't he?
The future is
looking bleak. He wasn't into wellness. He used to do a lot of drugs. But
that was his wellness.
No, but he did a hell of a lot of drugs. But, again, another Gen Z millennial thing. They snub the alcohol.
Wow.
Vegetarians. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Right.
Sure.
So, we're asking, do we believe in the death penalty? Do we believe in astrology? Do we believe in having a dictator? Those are your big three for dinner
tonight.
Big
Wednesday night.
But you can lighten the mood with astrology or get in there with astrology. You can go, do you believe in astrology and star signs? I was reading Gen Z. Then you go, what about death sentence? What about hanging?
Oh, that went up a notch.
Nice.
That really went up a notch. Oh, this is The Killers. The Man. I'm of the score.
Break me down. Don't you know that I got a plan? I know the direction, the lay of the land. Out of the spotlight, the back of my hand.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
Smiths. Heaven knows I'm miserable now, which I suggested as the theme for this man. Dan O'Connell, how are you?
I'm good. I'm never miserable.
I know. I was joking. But sometimes you look at it a bit when you finish on a Thursday, and I know you're now facing 3 days with a family. Two under four. Hey, Dan, what's on your show tonight?
Right, it's Wednesday, so it's the annual. Four songs, 1 year, but what's the year?
Okay. Dan, now we've got that out of the way. Bone to pick with you.
Oh,
yeah?
God, here we go.
Well, when you recommended to me American Primeval, what you didn't say is even the sounds are frightening. Even the, it's the most violent sounding show I've ever seen. No, it's ridiculous. The sound of the arrows, the sound of tomahawk meeting head.
Oh.
It's horrendous. The Native Americans in it, the way they fly in, their zeal. It's so violent. It's crazy. The dreams I've been having. I got up again at 2, yeah? And do you know what I did? I just watched some light comedy. Because I just couldn't, my head was like, I woke up at 2 and
some variety.
I was like, no, stop! also, it's you're getting that sort of, not only do you get the violence, but then as they hop over, you just see sort of Native American butt cheek.
Right.
Sort of goes over your head. Yes, yeah, now you're on the ground, it's like virtually slaughtered.
Right, wow.
It's horrendous.
Is it worse than Bone Tomahawk? Is it worse than Bone Tomahawk?
Oh, miles worse.
Is it?
You told me.
God.
He said to me, because you love a Western John. And I was thinking, yeah, I do like, he says, because I know you love a Western John. You love this. Hey, Dan O'Connell. He's got stories from the North. Anyway, I'm just saying, if you do watch American, I'd recommend it as an afternoon show. Don't watch it at night on your own. Like, God, it's terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan O'Connell's on next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Mmm. Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret, and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
The Virgin Atlantic sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world. Reach new heights in New York City. Hit the big time in LA. Or take on Toronto with our new route taking off from March. And the biggest deal of all, you can book right now. The Virgin Atlantic sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginatlantic.com.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. globalacademy.com.
One bedroom flat. Latin Quarter. Soundproof floorboards. With the UK's largest choice of homes, if Senorita Smith can find hers, so can you. Rightmove. Believe it. Based on sale and rental listings. See rightmove.co.uk/claims.
Craig's never shown an interest in beekeeping before, but that's the sound of him buying 2,000 worker bees rather than doing his self-assessment. Craig, you live in a sixth floor flat. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Craig. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
The £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won this Saturday, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. Lotto, there's still time to enter the draw. Rules apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Kick off with a Chris Moyle Show.
Dominic had never done stand-up at the Comedy Store before. We've booked him a slot at a night which is called King Gong.
Please welcome to the stage, it's Dominic Byrne!
At the moment, I'm just hugging myself.
Dom had a very unusual look, as he will explain.
I am actually wearing a wig, because I don't know... I have no idea what you said. I just don't know what you said. So the reason why it's a confidence thing, it's like, imagine like a cape, you know, a superhero cape or something like that, or a shield, or a hairy sword. I've got a hairy sword.
Your debut at the Comedy Store.
Thank you.
You were second place out of 30 comics.
Ridiculous.
Well done, mate.
Thank you all for coming to watch.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
I sold my soul for the second.
That's the importance of being idle. Oasis right here on Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what we've learned today. The County of Kent has one spokesman. They're a block vote. That's it. They text in as one. Mm. Kent says, Silicon Valley is now the British Leyland of tech. Well, the British industry of tech. That's what it is. Yeah. It's like Britain was in the 50s. Like, with like all those companies like Riley, Avis, Austin, Morris, Triumph, all gone. Being bit chuffed, hashtag bit chuffed, is an example of techno schadenfreude. Adam is bit chuffed every time his central heating fires up because he has a gas boiler, not one of those poxy air source heat pumps take all day to warm up. Yep. Hubert Cecil Booth was a civil engineer who designed Ferris wheels for London, Paris, Vienna and Blackpool. The new little pub is located next to the alcohol aisle. Hmm, who cares about splitting the G? Just drink it. Kev's wife tessellates when making monster batches of soup. She makes it, puts it in Tupperware, freezes it, takes out the Tupperware, then puts the frozen blocks into sandwich bags.
Genius.
She doesn't even like soup.
Let's tessellate.
Oh, man. Also, Sunta's dabbled with vegetarianism, but today she has a very nice bit of cheese.
No, I'm still vegetarian. It's veganism I've dabbled
Oh, so it's veganism.
With.
Sorry. Yeah,
Six
you're right.
6 years dabbling with
All
it.
Vegetarians eat cheese. Thank you very much, Sunta. Thank you, Gav. Thanks, little Si. Thank you, Vinny. Dan is up next. We'll leave you with this absolute beauty swirling in the ether. It's Gigi Perez, Sailor's Song. Speak to you tomorrow. TG's back tomorrow. Right, next up then, the Radio X Evening Show with me, Dan O'Connell, and the annual, our Wednesday game. 4 songs, 1 year. You've got to tell me the year and our record of the week on the way from Sam Fender.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana, and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business, and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalised limits, and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
Pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant
that can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it and save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost. All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get the flexibility you need with VeryPay. Pay now, later, or pay over 3 months and pay no interest. Very, the online store for fashion, home and more. Search VeryPay. Ways to pay that work your way. VeryPay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show.
With Dan O'Connell.
All right, here we go. Wednesday night. It is the Radio X Evening Show. This is Dan O'Connell. How was your day? Hope you're all right. Thank you for listening tonight. Let's crack on then. My favourite night of the week, because we do the annual. 4 songs, 1 year. You've got to work it out. I'll pepper in some clues as well. We play after 8 o'clock. Record of the week from Sam Fender. We've got your Radio X 90s tune coming up tonight. And more new music. There's loads of it around right now. We played a couple last night.